Self-discipline. Leading a life with self-discipline is one of the major challenges we all face in our daily lives. Even I fail to discipline myself sometimes. I wonder if everyone knows this. As you listen to me, if you are overwhelmed with your daily responsibilities, if you have a hard time keeping up with the meals, if you are addicted to social media, and if you wonder what in the world is happening to me, the answer is you are failing in self-discipline. The moment you fail to discipline yourself, everything in your life will be unbalanced, leading to mental and physical breakdown. From my experience, I can tell you I had many mental breakdowns because I failed to discipline myself. Most of the time we fail in this area because we take too much stuff from this world to our lives, leading to frustration and a mind without peace. You must be intentional in disciplining yourself. Your friends and family can give you suggestions. You can read as many articles as possible regarding how to self-discipline and listen to all the motivational messages in this world. Still, you cannot win this battle until you take steps for it by yourself. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." In this passage, the writer of Hebrews is pointing out that merely experiencing something unpleasant does not mean we are being punished by God or have been abandoned by Him. There are times where God uses struggles and hardships to correct us away from sin. And there are times when we are simply being given an opportunity for growth, being trained into a deeper faith. This is obvious in the relationship between a parent and child, where a loving parent disciplines his child. Looking back, the child sees that guidance and respects the parent. So whenever you go through hardships, God is trying to get your attention, and it's vital to spend quality time with God, listen to Him patiently, and discipline yourself in life. It's applicable when it comes to self-discipline. Every principle you try to implement in your personal life as part of self-discipline would feel painful for sure, because you're trying to suppress the disorder patterns of your flesh, and you're trying to come out of your cozy place and stretch your boundaries to pursue your life fruitfully. The devil does not like that, and he will try to discourage you, but you have to make up your mind and soar towards your godly purpose. And definitely you will see the fruit of your self-discipline in every area of your life. One of the essential things in self-discipline is small steps. Often we think taking small steps does not matter, which is a myth. Disciplining yourself in the small things makes a huge difference than you think. So start from the small steps. Self-discipline saves your time, and it helps you to utilize the time in the most efficient way. You might have heard this many times: start your day with God. I tried it several times, but I have failed it because I believed God would listen to my prayer only if I sat and prayed for 2 hours right after I woke up from sleep. But I happened to hear a sermon of Joyce Meyer, and she said, "Start your day with God. And you may not be able to pray for a longer period in the early morning, but at least spend a few minutes talking with God genuinely as the first thing you wake up from bed. You might be sleepy and tired, but still, spend a few minutes." And I started to practice that, and it personally helped me start my day with God. It will gradually lead you to pray more time in the early morning. As a disciples of Jesus Christ, we are called to lead a life with discipline as we pursue the call of God in our life. As you listen to me, ask yourself, am I ignoring God even in the middle of hardships? And am I rebelling against God? What are the areas in that I need self-discipline? take a moment to analyze yourself and take steps to discipline yourself, and you will see the fruit of it in the coming days. Thank you for tuning into Gym Inspirations. Engage, inspire.